Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Man, these weeks are just flying by, Bob. We're in the next to last weekend, right before the holiday. Going to have the official summer kickoff in a week. And I tell you what, Mother Nature is growing my grass, brother. I am to mow twice a week, and it looks beautiful. It looks like a carpet right now, but I have never mowed the carpet so much as I'm doing right now. But I love spring. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, buddy. And welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves. Mr. Conrad, our producer, doing a great job as usual. He sends this thing out to our podcaster at the end of the show. So if you don't always get to listen, you can go to Apple Podcasts and various other platforms. Just punch in The Grillin' Guys or do it on your search bar on your phone, and we'll send this baby right to your phone or laptop, and then you won't miss a week.
Not a thing, man. Not a thing.
And if you listen to us, you might not miss
right.
it.
Yeah. So this week was pool open week. Right. I don't want to bring it down, but it's just always a lot of work. It's coming together. Okay. But I'm just not. I don't have clear water yet, and that's the bane of my existence. If the thing's going to be open, I want to see the bottom of the pool like there's no water in it. You know. So we're getting there, but
Well, you know, Jop, when I was repping for Grills and Smokers, I was always at HPBA shows,
sure.
And I used to see this fella walking around and found out he had a bunch of barbecue books and all kinds of other stuff going on. His name is Steven Reichlin, and of course, we've had him on the show before. He's got a new book out called Project Griddle. Steven, welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course, you're a legend. We try and glean, we're kind of coat hangers or whatever they call it, but happy to siphon off your wake.
Okay.
So, Steven, we've got your barbecue Bible, and I use it a lot, but this griddle thing, I've had just the regular walk-up griddle that has the gas fired, right? That's the one I have at home. I've had one that goes on my charcoal grill, which is just the steel plate. But this thing, these have become very, very popular. And so tell us what inspired the book.
Well, actually, what immediately inspired the book, excuse me, was one of those luscious, gorgeous, hyper-marbled A5 Wagyu steaks from Japan. you know, the kind of steak that looks like a piece of white lace laid over a red tablecloth.
Yeah.
That's how much marbling is in it.
Comes with a mortgage note.
Yeah.
And if you tried to cook that on a grill, the melting fat would set it on fire, and you just wind up with a big flaming mess. So I took my cue from the way steak masters in Japan cook those A5 Wagyus, and they do them on a griddle. In Japan, it's called a teppan, T-E-P-P-A-N. And I heated a portable griddle, just like you guys were describing, on my grill. Put the A5 Wagyu steak on it. Came out incredible. The outside crusty, the inside melting, luscious. You know, it's fabulous. And so, like, a light bulb went off. I thought, well, huh, maybe there's something to this this griddling thing. And then a few weeks later, I put my portable griddle on a charcoal grill, and I put some wood chunks on the coals, and I griddled shrimp. It was actually the shrimp dishes on the cover of the book, the shrimp and padron peppers. And, you know, grilling shrimp is kind of a pain because the shrimp tend to dry out. And, you know, if you're doing grilling 20 or 30 shrimp, it's a lot of tongue work to turn them.
Yeah.
So I smoke griddled the shrimp on my charcoal grill, and they too were amazing. Well, about this time, Weber and Traeger both came up with stand-up outdoor griddles, joining Blackstone. And for me, that was the light bulb moment. I said, you know what? This is going to be a big trend. This is a method of cooking I'm using personally. I think it's fantastic for certain foods. It'll never replace grilling, but it sure makes a great companion to grilling. And so that's the genesis of the book. You know, I want to reassure your listeners that Steven Reichlin has not gone over to the dark side. I've not abandoned grilling in any way. I still have a dozen grills at my home, but I love griddling. It's a great way to cook.
I found that my family watches me do this more than they've ever watched me do anything on the grill. And what my family calls the steakhouse meal, where you've got two or three proteins, you've got rice, and you've got vegetables, and there's a variety of sauces that you're using, and all of it comes out done at the same time. And I want to talk a little bit about setting up the griddle.
But I thought you said they called it the free meal.
Right. Well, they do, right? And or the seagulls, because it's like seagulls. You know, if there's anything to eat, there's a flock of them around, and they show up at the house. But I wanted to talk to you about the recipes are wonderful, but what I found is very, very informative is you've got a page in the book that says the 10 lessons I learned as a teppanyaki chef in training. And these are kind of tried and true items that people need to know before they just throw some food on the griddle. So maybe just cover a couple of those that you think are the most important.
Sure. Well, absolutely. And what you're referring to is a very interesting experience. You know, the Benihana Steakhouse, Japanese steakhouse chain. So you can actually sign up for training as a Benihana chef for one day, which I did because I thought, you know, I really want to learn this stuff from the inside out. And the first thing I learned is that, man, it is a lot harder than it looks, being a Benihana chef, I mean.
Yeah.
And that is keeping up an entertaining patter, cooking for eight people, cooking eight or nine different things in one meal, ignoring rude diners who are yakking on their cell phones while you're doing this, right. You know, doing the cooking.
As you're trying to flip a shrimp into their mouth.
Right. Yeah.
You know, either the mouth or into the pocket, and I did not master that. But I did learn a couple of interesting things, many interesting things. So one is, like a grill that you would set up with a hot, medium, and cool zone, you set up a griddle the same way. You have one part of the griddle on high, one on medium, one on low. Actually, I have a four-burner griddle at home, so I leave that fourth burner off. And the way you control the heat is kind of moving the food back and forth from the hot zone to the medium zone. You know, you sear on the hot zone, you cook on the medium zone, you keep your food warm on the cool zone. And one of the advantages of griddles is that they're so big. You know, I've got the four burner that's 36 inches. You can cook an entire meal on that. Another thing that's very important is seasoning your griddle properly. And when it comes home from the store, it will have a thin layer of industrial grease on it. Now, supposedly that's an edible grease, but you want to wash, you want to scrub that off with soapy water. And that'll actually be the last time you use soap on your griddle. Then to season it, you brush the griddle surface with oil, you turn the griddle on medium high, and you let the oil cook on until the griddle goes black. Let the griddle cool completely. You repeat that process four times. What that does is it basically applies a very thin nonstick layer of oil on your griddle. That's not to say you don't want to lubricate the griddle, which will bring me to the third point in a minute, but it's very important to season a griddle. And then, so what happens if you forget to cover your griddle, it rusts, or you heat it too high and you burn off the seasoning? Well, simply repeat the same procedure. You scrape it off, you apply fresh oil, you reseason it again. So, lubricating your griddle, oiling your griddle. Now, most of the griddle books tell you just to use, a neutral vegetable oil. But I have found you can really vary and amplify the flavor using other fats. So, for example, if I'm cooking breakfast, I'll take a cube of butter, I'll impale it on a fork, and I'll rub that across the griddle. And I'll actually cook my pancakes and my eggs in butter. Excellent flavor.
Right.
If I'm doing Asian food, I'll oil the griddle with sesame oil.
Yes.
If I'm doing Mediterranean food, I'll oil the griddle with extra virgin olive oil. So, you know, there are a lot of fine points that kind of go into the art of griddling. It's not, you know, it's not just throw the food on and take it off and you're done.
Hey, Stephen, I'm going to stop you midstream. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back. I just want to let everybody know you're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and on Jethro FM and, of course, your podcast. We're talking with world-renowned author, barbecue chef, and one of the few guys I still look up to in the grilling world, and that is Stephen Reichlin. We're going to be right back.